Awesome. So great. We'll be posting that on our Twitter for Alphabet Soup. Just let everybody know that.
Great.
Yeah. And so next, we're coming back 2 weeks from now, June 25th.
Yeah.
And we're going to be interviewing not a literary artist this time, but a visual artist who's done a very literary word-based project. His name is Del Hillier, and yeah. he did a project where he walked around the industrial park of Banff National Park and gave kind of mini tours about it
nice.
To anybody who wanted to do that. So he's going to be giving us a little bit of a tour of a kind of offbeat tour of Banff National Park 2 weeks from now. So tune in then, 11:30 a.m. on Wednesday, June 25th.
Yes.
January. Yuck. Okay.
Yeah, no one wants to hear January now, Laura. Yeah. It's the summer.
Okay, so we're just going to listen to a song by Sleigh Bells, Leader of the Pack, and we're going to turn it over to Shakespeare, who is getting in behind us. Okay. That's it for us.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. DJ Dan Shakespeare on air. Wait a minute. Where are the headphones? I don't know. Forget that right now. By the way, I'm going to be... Yeah. All right, sorry, Robin just walked in. By the way, I'm going to, thank you. Got the headphones. Yeah, the cue button's on. All right, so, oh, back for episode 57, and this one will be called, I don't know what to call it yet, but I do know the first artist will be Jane Sibbery, and the song will be called, hang on, Ingrid and the Footman. Yeah. On the Shakespeare Show.
Good evening. Here is the news.
Chance.
That was You're the Voice by John Farnham. Yeah, that sounded like... That definitely sounds very familiar. Yeah, I think that one may be a slight hit. Wait a minute. Oh, yeah, and, I was gonna play Death in the Family by the Dishrags, but that's a very long song. So I might save that for later, so I'm gonna put on Chantal Kreviazuk. Weight of the World. What is the weight of the world? It's something sextillion tons. You're the voice of what? Ingrid and the Footman. What does that even mean? Alright, here is Weight of the World in the Shakespeare Show by Chantal Kreviazuk. That was Be My Boy by the Paris Sisters. Such a beautiful song, eh? And before that was Weight of the World by Chantal Kraviosek. Yeah. Yeah. I'd like to be boys of lots of them out there. So, wait a minute, this is Dream Number 2 by Ken Tobias. Sometimes I do, a lot of the time I have Dream Number 2 at night on the Shakespeare Show.
Of a pair of wings, because I want to fly. My mother asked me to explain. I said that I would try, but I had a dream the other night about flying. And the man who was teaching me was crying. He said that few people trying, the art of really flying was dying. La 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 la. She said it was the strangest thing trees you climb with ease, finding back again. Father, can't you hear me? I bid you take my hand, yeah. Dying's a part of living. Well, I know you'll understand. But all I did was walk away and leave me, yeah. I saw it in his eyes, he said, it cannot be. He said, I'm living in a world of fantasy. My reality. Just spread your wings and fly away, up into the wind, yeah. Above the trees you glide with ease, riding back again. drew a picture of a pair of wings because I want to fly. La 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 la.
Yeah.
That was Music for Dancing by Calypso Rose, and of course it is Music for Dancing. And Dream Number 2 by Ken Tobias. It sounds familiar, but maybe a version that may not have been big. Here is a song called Father Have Mercy by Explainer. Got that album at home on The Shakespeare Show.
this. Hello. Yes.
That was Hello Sadness by Lucille Starr. Yeah. Yeah, Sadness Will Come. And on the song before that was Father Have Mercy by Explainer. Yeah, to the poor and the needy and the weak and the hungry. Like, and that definitely brings out sadness, doesn't it? If there's, yeah. But once it's over, sadness is over, isn't it? And here is Drop Baby Drop by Eddie Grant. I got the album at home. The album is Killer on the Rampage. So Drop Baby Drop by Eddie Grant and the Shakespeare Show. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was you tore down, or you, oh, you done tore your playhouse down again by King Biscuit Boy. Before that, Drop Baby Drop by Killer on the Rampage. And then now, here's River Road by Crystal Gale. Often drive down a road called River Road.
Here I go once again with my suitcase in my hand. I'm running away down River Road, and I swear once again that I'm never coming home. I'm chasing my dreams down River Road. Mama said, listen child, you're too old to run wild, you're too big to be fishing with the boys.
So I'm just trying to get the song on here.
You've been checking on my facts, and I admit I have been lax. Double screening, what I say, it wasn't funny anyway. I stand corrected.
That was I Stand Corrected by White. I Stand Corrected by Vampire Weekend. I definitely do stand corrected for lots of stuff, yeah. And River Road by Crystal Gale before that, yeah. Two country songs we got. The Lucille Starr one and the Crystal Gale. And the Vampire Weekend, yeah. Sorry about the dead air. It was just, the thing froze for a minute. And now here's a song called Face Down by White Long. Hi. Hey, Brian. You can come in. And I often do have my face down. Yeah, it was Face Down by White Long, as I met Mish and Anne-Marie from the band as they came here once on Nordwar's show, The Human Serviette. Oh, yeah, and I forgot to announce something about, on the bus. Apparently those seats in the middle at the very back apparently seemed to just burst up. I don't know how that even happened. Went off the hooks. Okay, and here's the last song by, it's called Moonlight Lady by Don Ho. I'm closing off for vibes and stuff. I don't think any guests are coming, are they, Brian? It's just you? No guests?
Special guest, B-Riv.
Okay. Right.
Special guest.
Yep, I'll just put on Moonlight Lady by Don Ho. Closing off for episode 57. I mean, this is episode 57. Bye.
Moon. while your children play. River sing their lullaby. Rainbows fill their youthful love.